It's official. Former Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon is guilty of corruption. He said so today in federal court. When U.S. District Court Judge David Kerr asked him, "Are you in fact guilty?" Cannon responded, "Yes, sir, Your Honor, I am." WFAE reporter Tasneem Shama joins us now. Tasneem, I take it was kind of a crazy scene today.
Yep, there were tons of media outlets, and it got off to a rough start. He wasn't answering any questions, and he actually tripped and fell on his way inside. And the hearing inside took about 15 minutes. Prosecutors stressed that Cannon and his lawyers have been very cooperative. So they said they were fine with him remaining free on bond.
And we're going to hear from Cannon in a moment, but was there any question that he would speak today?
Well, we didn't know if he would, but to be honest, the media might not have given him a choice. The cameras and tripods created a human barrier, so he had to at least acknowledge us before he could leave. But he did have a prepared statement. Let's hear what he said.
Today, I have acknowledged being guilty of accepting monies for constituent services, something that should never have been done while serving in elected office. I have asked of my family and my friends, and I ask also of you, the public, your forgiveness.
Now, as he was delivering this, did anything stand out to you?
Yeah, he looked like he was really sorry. At least he said he was. He even referenced the Bible.
It has been said that too much has been given, that much is required. For nearly half my life, I have had the honor of serving the people of Charlotte. Much has been given to me in the way of the public's trust. I regret having acted in ways that broke that trust. For that, I'm deeply sorry.
So Tasneem, what comes next?
Well, that's the big question. U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins and FBI Special Agent John Strong held a press conference afterwards, and they made it really clear that this investigation is not over. And of course, as part of his plea agreement, Cannon has agreed to help in that investigation.
WFAE's Tasneem Shama, thank you.
Thank you.
This is WFAE News.